Welcome to Lagniappe, a news feature of KEDM Public Radio with information on issues and events. I'm Bob Lennox. Gennaro Keeley-Smith is the author of The Land Baron's Son, the story of Leliok and his seven wives. Smith's an instructor at Louisiana Tech University. He wrote the story, which is told through poetry, after speaking to his family about his grandfather's life as a major commander in the South Vietnamese Army. Gennaro, thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Well, did you know your grandfather growing up? And if so, your memories of him?
No, I didn't know him very well. I came to the United States in 1972 when I was just 3 years old. So we didn't spend a lot of time with him because my parents moved around due to the dynamics of the war. And so the only memory I have of my grandfather is eating sugarcane out on the porch, and that's basically it. And I remember, you know, finishing my sugarcane, and he would give me his, and he kept giving me his until I was full. and that's it. That's all I remember.
Oh, and what a memory, I guess, and thinking about his giving nature in that way. Well, what did you learn about his time with the South Vietnamese Army?
He was a very strict man, from what I was told by my mother, but she said that he was very fair. He treated all of his family members equally. He didn't have any favorites, which I don't believe, because he treated my mother better than the other children.
Well, the fall of Saigon brought a difficult time for your grandfather. Tell us about what he experienced.
My grandfather was the son of a land baron, and my great-grandfather, who was the land baron, owned so much land. He was a very rich, prosperous person. My grandfather, Leliop, benefited from his riches. And so when the fall of Saigon occurred, my grandfather lost everything. He lost all his houses, all the land. They were occupied by the Viet Cong when he took over. He got to the point where my grandfather would write letters to my mother in America asking for money and food and clothing. So here you have this man who had everything, you know, seven wives, 27 children, so much land, and he had nothing when the communists took over, as did other people in South Vietnam.
How did you decide to write about his life?
It always festered in my mind to tell his story, but I didn't know if I wanted to go the fiction route or the poetry route, but I was doodling several scenes from my memories of him and his wives in Vietnam, and I was just tugged more in the direction of poetry. And I liked the idea because I could write poems from the point of view of his wives as well. So in the third part of the book, all those poems are from their point of view of what life was like after the fall of Saigon, how they had to make lives for themselves.
And did your mother share with you those letters that came from him? Was that part of the discussion in kind of helping you and guiding you through this process of writing?
Yeah, I remember the letters from when I was a kid. I was about 8, 9, 10 years old, and she would receive letters, and I would watch my mother put together care packages, you know, clothing, food, and even money, along with a letter, and mail them off to Vietnam, and only to discover years later that they never reached them because the Viet Congs would confiscate any mail, any packages that came in, and keep contrabands for themselves. And the letters that she did write to him, they were, of course, edited. You know, the Viet Congs would take black markers and black out all the sentences that portrayed a good life in America before delivering the letters to him.
Well, Gennaro, what was your feeling going into this endeavor? I mean, was it like a sense of pride or determination or sadness in reflecting what he went through?
All of what you just said. I wanted to bring this project to completion, to tell my grandfather's story, and not just my grandfather, but his children and his wives, and also the people of Vietnam as well. I didn't want this story to die. When he passed away in 1992, I didn't write anything about my grandfather until 2010. And when I did start writing a couple of stanzas here and there about him, I realized I had to, I guess, sort of resurrect his life onto the page. That's what drove me to write this book, that I didn't want his memory to die. I didn't want my mother's history to go away as well. So that was it.
Certainly a fascinating story. And of course, the presentation tonight at the University of Louisiana at Monroe in Hemp Hill Hall. Tell us about that presentation.
Well, I think it's just going to be a 1-hour reading where I will read poems before the fall of Saigon, just so people get to see a glimpse of what life was like beforehand. And then the time he spent in a re-education camp doing hard labor, because all military officials for the South Vietnamese Army were placed in re-education camps to serve hard labor and to get their minds right. And so when he was in the re-education camps, the wives and children, his wives and children had to make new lives for themselves because they didn't know how long he was going to stay in the camp. And so part of the book contains poetry where he's in the camp having to suffer. And then, as I said earlier, the last third of the book is about the wives and what they had to endure under the communist regime.
Gennaro Keeley Smith is the author of The Land Baron's Son, the story of Lee Liak and his seven wives. The presentation 7 o'clock in Hemp Hill Hall, room 134 on the ULM campus. Gennaro, thank you for joining us.
No, thank you for having me. I appreciate this.
You can hear this and other Lanyap podcasts by visiting the listening room at kedm.org.
Support for Lanyap on KEDM comes from Fiesta Nutrition Center, a natural foods and supplement market and lunch cafe, 1211 North 18th Street, fiestanutrition.com.